Bas, na o italien politique, Mkita, Bonkoko, Mireya Kolia, Mabota, Pemasa, www.rna.au. Soyez kaka okoti na site oyo, okola na biso.
The RNA International presents now its daily edition in English. Hello, dear listeners and internet users. Welcome to your English edition here on the RNA International. This edition has been brought to you by Gabea Carlos, who is the sound operator, João Paulo de Souza, the chief editor, Daniel Kikesh, Rebecca Nahenta, Domingos Plamuca, Gonçalo Agostinho, a.k.a. Lito Chuva, Ednazia da Gama, and I'm Carlos Júlio, your host. And as far as our lineup is concerned, first we'll be bringing you our news flash, and after that we'll be bringing you arts and culture, which will be followed by women's champions, and then we'll be bringing you our news bulletin, which is our main news sets here on the RNA International. It'll be followed by entrepreneurship, and then it'll be time for us to bring you Angola Attracts. And towards the end of the stage, we shall be bringing you our last newsflash.
The President of the Republic, João Lourenço, received in Luanda a message from his Liberian counterpart, Joseph Nayama Boakai, in which he expressed his interest in launching cooperation between the two states. The message was delivered by the Liberian statement's special envoy, Sheikh Al-Mustafa Koataya. Angola's permanent representative to the United Nations in New York, Francisco José da Cruz, said that Africa's external debts exceeded $655 billion, combined with inflation, and represents a critical barrier to achieve shared goals, especially SDG 10, based on reducing inequality within and between countries. Speaking on behalf of the African group in the high-level thematic debate on debt sustainability and socioeconomic equality for all, Francisco de Cruz say that the debt crisis is not unique to the continent, but reflects the challenges faced in developing regions where high debt service costs and economic volatility restrict an ability to invest in sustainable development. The Angolan ambassador to Ethiopia and permanent representative to the African Union and the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, Miguel Cesar Domingos Bemba, say that the space and security situation in Africa is very fragile, taking into account the multiple armed conflicts in the five regions of the continent. Speaking at the meeting, that the principal political advisors to the U.S. Secretary of State, Salman Hamed, were held with the African ambassador accredited to the Ethiopia, Miguel Bemba stressed that the complex scenario of peace and security on the continent is marked by actions of terrorist groups in the Sahel region, the civil war in Sudan, and the acts of negative forces in the Great Lakes, particularly in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And beyond the borders, at least 8 people have died and 4 others are missing following the sinking of a canoe on the Zambezi River in Sovalo province in the central Mozambique. According to the administrators of the district of Kaya in the province of Sofala, Nobre dos Santos, the shipwreck occurred due to the overcrowding of the canoe, where 8 people, 6 children and 2 adults lost their lives.
Newsflash. Thank you very much, Emma, for bringing us our first newsflash here on the RNA International. We're going to bring you more stories in our news bulletin, which will be coming your way later on. Our news bulletin will be coming your way at 1:30. So we only at the start of our show. We still have a lot to offer you, so you'd better not move from the place where you are. You'd better not leave the place where you are, so that you can still listen to wonderful music and listen to great magazines as well. If you've just tuned in, let me tell you that you're listening to the English broadcast at www.rna.au. and there you should go for, I don't know, international, so that you can listen to us in English, Lingala, French, and Portuguese. So we shall continue our today's edition with some Angola music.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les alliés consangissa angolana mokili mobimba. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambunion so oyo lingoye bapona ekola angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
get to know the sights and beauties of our Angola. Portal Angola, every Thursday.
Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. O cão da Nguimbi foi convocado. Ele come muito, não sei que não lhe damos. O cão da Nguimbi convocado, ele come muito. Nós é que não lhe damos. Ah. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer.
É no Museque, com muito barulho. Camboa vira lixo no meio do entulho. É no Museque, com muito barulho. Camboa vira lixo no meio do entulho.
Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer.
Passante na rua, até que tarde. Na perseguição, Camboa que veio lhe salvar. Passante na rua, até que tarde. Na perseguição, Camboa que veio lhe salvar.
Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer.
O cão do quem? Muito mimado e come bem. Olha, é bem tratado. O cão de quem? Muito mimado e come bem. É bem tratado.
Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer.
Perto daí, Camboa sovado, roubo piteu, foi apanhado. Perto daí, Camboa sovado, roubou piteu, aí foi apanhado.
Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer.
Patrão vazou os cães encontrados naquela rusga no bairro Zangado. Patrão vazou cães encontrados naquela rusga, bairro Zangado.
Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer. Ai, Camboa, não chora, sou pobre. Só vale quem tem, Camboa está a sofrer.
You want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow.
Pato wangi bete tipa, wangi ambela kuma olokata. Pato wangi bete tipa, wo, wangi ambela kuma olokata. Ewe, 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 wo, 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 wo. bimba wo wo wanyamela kuma walokata eshikuma wene kubata katumbe lelungi musanga wakangalala wakwe eshikuma wene kubata katunde lelungi musanga wakangalala wakwe ewo wo wo Makutume, watawa na lele kukijomba palaingo. Jindandu jashala kukijia makutume mama. Watawa na lele kukijomba palaingo. Kidi kia melele makota metwe. Wakamba kina makatene kutumbuka. Kidi kia melele makota metwe. Wakamba kina makatene kutumbuka. Ya ya. Ya ye. Mama. Ya ya.
There you go, fantastic music, lovely music here on the Adonai International. That's what we do every single day. So you've been listening to Yuri Da Cunha and Fato. Well, that's a very typical name, very typical name of Angolan ladies. And some other African ladies as well. And you were also listening to Bunga and Kambwa, which is a slang word, and it means dog. It means dog, and this gentleman is always using slang words, you know, in his song. The guy is really hilarious. And this guy is a great musician as well. He's a great singer. He's been singing really well for such a long time. And it doesn't live here in Angola. It lives abroad. It lives in Portugal. And sometimes it goes to France. I mean, it goes to France. Sometimes it goes to France. But it continues to carry the Angolan flag. And it continues to carry the Angolan, type of music. And it's been doing great. It's been doing a wonderful job indeed. And we have to acknowledge that. And we're also listening to Susana Lubrano and talent. Susana Lubrano is not really an Angolan lady. She's Cape Verdean, but here in Angola, people like to listen to her music as well. All right, so let's move on now to art and culture.
Art and culture. Our history. Youth and customs. Youth and customs. Youth and customs.
Welcome to Art and Culture, our history, youth and customs. We are going to focus on Angola cinema, its history and development. Please join us for more details. Angola cinema brings a fresh focus to the historic spaces of film viewing. Angola is not known for being a set of film production, currently nor in the past, but by 1975 there were 50 theaters. Now, largely moribund, a handful are being revived. Brief entries by Maria Alice Correa and Francisco João Guimarães and by Paulo Nascimento, all architects, center on the distinct architectural elements of Angolan cinemas. The Cine Esplanada, that is to say, open-air cinemas, and the late colonial tropical modernist architecture that shaped the cinemas and the urban space for more generally in Angola and other Portuguese colonies. They look at the key social role of the cinema in people's lives, or lives, and as a space for a diverse set of arts, theater, film, and music. Paulo Nascimento argues for preservation based not just on a physical space but on that cultural dynamism. Restoring them means not only recovering their architectural forms but equally their functional forms. It is important to establish a dialectic between the future and the past among their new users. Not just because some of the cinemas were never finished and never opened, like the stunning Cine, said to be the largest cinema on the continent in 1975. The Angolan cinema developed a lot. In 2008, the Luanda International Film Festival, or the Cine Kazanga, was held to elevate the Angolan cinema. It took place at Cine Atlantico, renovated for the film Assaltos em Luanda 2, to give us a sense of cinema in the Mosegas. But the absence of cinematic space will never be a present. What José Mera Brante said of Angolan film is true of cinemas as well. Their past deserves a better present. Cinema angolano, passado a merecer melhor presente em Lisboa. Cinemateca Portuguesa, 1987. The cinema of Angola currently suffers from financial issues around the funding of new movies. In the early 2000s, the Angolan government helped fund a small number of films. However, this program stopped towards the end of the decade. During this time, the film The Hero was filmed in Angola and won the World Dramatic Cinema Jury Grand Prize at 205 Sundance Film Festival. The first cinemas in Angola were built in the 1930s, with a total of 50 being built by the middle of the 1970s. Many are now in a state of disrepair, but there is an effort to restore some of them. Meanwhile, Miguel Hurst, a senior Angolan actor, tells us the history of his international career.
I studied theater and cinema studies in Portugal. Some years ago, I finished my study in, well, let's think, 91, I think, yeah. In 91, well, I studied there. actually I started to work on stage in Portugal, on stage and in front of the camera. I did several theater plays. I founded a theater company. It was called Grupo de Teatro Pau Preto. So it was a theater group where I worked with a lot of African actors. We wrote our own text, so every text was an original. And yes, we had a support. During 8 years, we had a support from the state, from the Portuguese state. And there I developed my passion to be on stage, and it not just only on stage, but to direct theater plays too. So it started there. I did a lot of TV, 8 years long. I did a lot of TV too. And then I've got my urgency to come home and to do what I best know. It's doing art, thinking art, producing art. I do it here for 15 years now.
Miguel Hurst sums up his participation in movies and operas of with national and international actors.
Marcel for telenovela. But I worked mainly with myself and with people like Orlando Sérgio, Daniel Martinho, Angelo Torres, Jorge Antonio. I worked with Tania Buriti. I teached a lot, and I was the art director here from TPA, from the television, and our Angolan television. And we did a lot of series and a lot of telenovelas, soap operas too. And I directed a lot of like Erika Chisapa, Tania Buriti, Neia do Branco, Yolanda Viegas.
So you're really working with a lot of people there.
I already.
And what about in Portugal, for example? Did you also work with Portuguese actors in their operas?
Yes, António Cerdeira, Manuel Viborg, André Pires, Paulo Pires. Yeah, with a lot of them. Rui de Carvalho, Nicolau Breiner, Eunice Munhoz, just some names. I worked there. During 1 year, I worked there on the National Theatre. I did my formation there. And in my year, I normally then worked 1 year at the National Theatre. So I worked 1 year at the National, in Portugal, at the National Theatre, Dona Maria Segunda. And then I just saw that I don't want this for my life.
Angola still counts on a spoonful of filmmakers, but they have been doing their best in order to turn Angola's dream cinema into a reality. Tonton Garzin is one of them and shares with us his comments upon it.
Films iniciei no ano de 2004.
I started to work on movies in 2004. At that time, I was in the Netherlands. In 2004, I called my brother, Enrique Narciso Dito, and he told me that he had a project, because he was the main cameraman of the most supporters of Angola's public television. In 2004, Dito produced a 1-minute film entitled Situações Inesperadas. This movie won the first 1-minute movie festival promoted by Alliance Française of Luanda. Since then, he was encouraged to keep working on more movies. After getting the prize, he left for France in order to have a training on cinema.
A fazer curso de redação.
Tonton Garzin realized that the world of cinema in Angola has its own challenges.
Desafios são vários. É de querer sempre a perfeição.
There are many challenges. We always want perfection, because no one is a perfect filmmaker. But every filmmaker wants perfection. I'm a fearless man. That's why I work on every issue, even political ones. When I see that something is wrong, I really work on that. Even on Facebook, I really reply to the comments. And if something is not good, I just write about that and I make a film.
A não ser a verdade.
Angola's cinematic talent is giving good stamps beyond borders, for the Angolan actor Paulo Moraes has been performing in Europe. Paulo Moraes shares with us his experience.
I began acting when I was 37 years old, which I guess is quite late in life to start. although I knew I wanted to be an actor when I was around 12 years old. I didn't follow up on it until I had work in other fields. Perhaps working in the other industries was the impetus he needed to make me give acting a try.
Did you study acting, or did you simply jump into it?
I studied for 3 years in Portugal at acting school. My studies included cinema, theater, TV, and vocal classes. It was a very complex and comprehensive learning experience with the great teachers who are well-known actors within their fields. My first acting job was in Angola as an extra in a movie by Jorge Antonio called Mirador da Lua. After that, I had a long break from the acting world. And I work in a human resources manager in a company, French company, and I work for other companies. My comeback to acting was when I returned to Portugal to study in acting. My first job in Portugal was an actor in a soap, Jardins Proibidos, play a role judge in the court. It was a great start for me, and I enjoyed that experience immensely. I created other opportunities for me. When I was in a theater, piece called Socos, which means in Portuguese, in English, means punches. That was a big learning experience for me. And then I was involved in a movie called Moscow, and then the most recently was in TV soaps opera called Herdeira, Iris, which is still ongoing, and which is still ongoing. I played the role of the Mexican police chief. It was interesting part of before because for me it was an interesting part for me because I'm only speak Spanish in it.
The Angolan international actor underscores that there is a great potential of talents in Angola.
I think there is a lot of potential and so many talented artists and actors. But with a little supporters and support from institutions, private and state, it's very difficult for the industry to grow. I feel there are very few opportunities for an actors in Angola, and I hope to see that change rapidly. I hope to see this change not only for all the Angolan artists and actors out there, but also because we love to be involved in the film and TV industry in Angola too. Not only in Portugal, I would like to work in Angola, of course. I would love to work in Angola. This is my dream. I've always been an objective to work as an actor in my country. It's my dreams.
Paulo Moraes sums up what he intends to do in order to keep developing the country's cinema.
Keep learning and keep working in order to improve myself, but also pass my knowledge to something which is also something I'm in for, to start some kind of acting foundation in Angola for local actors, performers, in a performing school and artists, if you will. That is very important to me, and it's something I wanted to do for many years in Angola.
Has it been good to be home?
It's always good to be at home, but it was too quick. I hope to come back soon. Hopefully, I'll to work. We will work in Angola. If some producer to invite me to work here, I come back. Words of wisdom can you share with young people who wants to be an actor?
To help developing more and more the cinema in the country, an institution was created to deal with the cinematic matters, codenamed YACA. The director of the institution, Afonso Carlos, speaks about the objective of the institute.
YACA é instituto.
YACA is an institute created by the Ministry of Culture aimed at implementing the strategic policies regarding cinema and audiovisual. It also aims at supporting every initiative linked to cinema. This is the main purpose of this Institute of Cinema and Audiovisual.
Desse instituto público que é o Instituto Angolano de Cinema e Audiovisual.
That was Afonso Carlos, director of the Angolan Cinema Institute. Well, dear listeners, that is all for art and culture, in which we could look at the history of our cinema and its current reality. Thank you for joining us and see you next time.
Art and culture. Our history. Use and customs.
Use and customs.
Use and customs.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertised yet. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
And that was Domingos Balamuca and Arts in Culture. Great, great. We still have a lot to offer you. We do believe that it's not a good idea for you to leave the place where you are. It doesn't matter if it's your living room, if it's your office, if it's your car, if it's your bedroom, if it's your backyard. We just want you to carry on listening to us. Due to the fact that we have a lot of exciting things, a lot of gripping things to offer you here on the RNA International. Great. Let's move on now with some music, Angola music here on the RNA International.
Preciso saber, amar.
you want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala, and Portuguese. We make your business grow.
Que o Beto escreveu, ele diz: Papa, volta só com a mamãe. Pude sentir que eles entendem as coisas e chorei ao ouvir tudo isso do nosso filho. Isabela, abre essa porta e vamos conversar. Temos que trazer de volta a alegria ao nosso lar. Eu vou dar a mão à palmatória, a cabeça baixar e com esta trama acabar. Isabel, minha mulher, vou estar perto de ti. Nosso filho vai crescer sorridente e feliz. Aconteça o que acontecer, podes contar comigo como marido e amigo. Bonito vai ser. Isabel, minha mulher, vou estar perto de ti. Nosso filho vai crescer sorridente e feliz. Aconteça o que acontecer, podes contar comigo como marido e amigo. Bonito vai ser. Nosso problema, Isabela, é coisa pequena. Esqueça toda esta cena, vem meu bem ser feliz. Nosso filho já sorri, é tão bom vê-lo assim, a brincar e nós aqui, distantes do fim. Eu vou dar a mão à palmatória, a cabeça baixar e com este drama acabar. Mas que tenta, vou frustrar meus planos. Dizer que sei viver sem ti engano. Isabela, minha essência está em ti. Oh, me entregar a ti de corpo e alma. Fazer reacender a nossa chama. Isabela, nossa missão é ser feliz. Isabela, abre essa porta e vamos conversar. Temos que trazer de volta a alegria ao nosso lar. Eu vou dar a mão à palmatória, a cabeça baixar e com este drama acabar. Isabela, abre essa porta e vamos conversar. Temos que trazer de volta a alegria ao nosso lar. Eu vou dar a mão à palmatória, a cabeça baixar e com este drama acabar. Vem por de
get to know the sights and beauties of our Angola. Portal Angola, every Thursday.
Eu tive a pensar em ti, pensar em nós. Eu sei que tu gostas de mim, eu sei. Mas eu sinto que alguma coisa não está certo. Alguma coisa não deve estar a funcionar bem entre nós. Eu gostaria mesmo de tu.
Se você não gosta, eu já não vou fazer. Se o meu toque não te agrada, já não vou te tocar. Mas me diz o que você gosta e não gosta. Faço tudo à toa porque eu só quero impressionar. Mas me mete louco, não aguento mais. Se comigo não tá bom, não me traz só.
Me faz doer. Me deixe só, nem se fingindo me deste. Me deixe neste zio te ajoente. E quando já tô quase a ficar quente, você diz sai da minha frente. Mas me mete louco, eu não aguento mais. Se comigo não tá bom, não me traz só, me faz chover. Para onde é que você busca que eu te
para chover?
Você gosta que eu
tenho.
sing a song.
To advertise your business, call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow.
And you're still in the company of the RNA International, and we continue to come to you live from Luanda, the capital city of Angola, and where the RNA International is headquartered as well. So, in terms of music, you've been listening to C4 Pedro, and Não Quero Ficar Sozinho. I don't want to be alone. A very exciting piece of music. A nice tune here on the RNA International. And you've been listening to the late Gwen Wayonda as well, and Isabel. A nice tune as well. That's what we do every single day, every single time, every single minute we go on air. And you had also the chance to be listening to Matias Damasio featuring Calo Pascoal and Saber Amar. You have to know how to love, and it's extremely important. It's really paramount. We have to mention that. We have to admit that it's really essential to know how to love. And some people say, and actually it's also written in the Bible, you should love your neighbor. We only into our first hour here on that name trash. We're supposed to be around for about 3 hours. And actually, we're about to go into a second hour. And in our second hour, we'll be bringing you our news bulletin, which will be all about Angola and other countries across the world as well. There are too many things going on around the world, and we're here to tell you about most of the stuff. I mean, most of the stuff which is going on across the world. So you'd better remain the place where you are. You'd better remain seated so that you can carry on listening to this English broadcast here on the RNA International. If you're wondering who we are, let me tell you that with the RNA International, we broadcast live at www.rna.au. There you should select RNA International so that you can listen to our English broadcast, our French broadcast, our Lingala broadcast, and our Portuguese broadcast as well. Great. So we're going to continue our today's edition with Women Champions now.
Women Champions. The achievements of Angolan women in spotlights on RNA International.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of Women Champion. And we have the honor to host an Angolan lady. I'm talking about Elizabeth Vemba, who is with us here, who's going to tell us something related to her personal life, her experience, and so many things related to this space, which is dedicated to women. Hello, Madam Elizabeth. Welcome to the RNA International.
Yes, hello, RNA International. Thank you so much for hosting.
Elizabeth, we start by asking you, who is Elizabeth Vemba?
It's a long journey. I go by the name of Elizabeth Sedia Vemba. I am a Mukongo original. I grew up in South Africa, having to leave Angola at the age of 2 with my whole family. So it has been a very long experience for me. In total, I've stayed in South Africa for 23 years in Johannesburg. That being said, my whole life was based in South Africa. And now I'm finally based in Angola permanently.
When did you come back to Angola?
I came back to Angola in 2015, in September, if I can recall, at a very difficult stage where we had the whole economical crisis going on here in Angola. And it was just a whole lot of challenges for the students in South Africa as we experienced a whole lot of difficulty with our financial incomes and so forth.
How was life in South Africa?
Great. South Africa is home for me. Well, as they say, by law, I'm South African, so I feel very at home in South Africa. I mean, there's no way I couldn't feel at home in South Africa. I mean, I had my creche being done for many who know it as preschool until my university studies. So it's a whole life. It's a whole life in my hand, and I love that country with everything that I can give.
You were there in South Africa for all this period. For sure, you had also...